My baby sister drinks a lot of milk. You'd think she'd get tired of it. Maybe I'll try to feed her pizza.
She's not ready for pizza yet. Give her time to grow up and get some teeth first. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Do you remember what it was like to eat baby food? You probably wouldn't like it now, but when you were a baby, it was all you could eat. You can't eat grown-up food like pizza until you're old enough to chew it, and in the same way, it takes some time to understand the deep spiritual truths of God. That's why 2 Peter 3:18 says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Now, let's listen to our story today. It's called Dig In. "Harper sure drinks a lot of milk, doesn't she?" said Layla one day as she watched her baby sister. "You'd think she'd get tired of it." "Maybe she does," replied Mom. "Shall I fix her a peanut butter sandwich or offer her an apple?" "No," Layla laughed at Mom's joke. "I just think milk all the time sounds boring, but I know Harper can't eat sandwiches or carrots or stuff like that. She isn't big enough yet. She doesn't have any teeth to chew with." "You're absolutely right," Mom smiled. "But before too long, she'll be able to have soft foods like cereal and mashed bananas."
"But it will be a long time before she can have hamburgers, won't it?" asked Layla.
"Yes, it will," said Mom. "She's got a lot of growing to do before she'll be big enough for that."
Dad held up his roast beef sandwich. "Well, I'm glad I'm big enough to have this," he said with a grin. "But you know what, Layla? Just like human babies slowly grow big enough to eat different things, baby Christians do too."
"Baby Christians?" asked Layla, looking puzzled. Dad nodded. "When a person first trusts Jesus as their Savior, they're like an infant. Older Christians have to help them understand the milk of God's Word, the easiest verses and stories. Then, as a new Christian grows spiritually, they need the meat of God's Word, the deeper truths of Scripture that are harder to understand." Layla thought for a moment. "What stage do you think I'm at?" she asked. "I don't think I'm at the milk stage anymore, but I'm probably not quite ready to start chewing the meat of the Bible either. I'm probably at the mashed banana stage, and that sounds pretty gross." Layla wrinkled her nose. Dad laughed. "It's not gross at all. No matter what stage we're at, we need the spiritual nourishment of God's Word. As you learn more about Jesus and His promises in the Bible, the Holy Spirit will use the truth of God's Word to feed you spiritually and help you grow. So keep digging into God's Word and growing in the Lord." Well, what about you? Do you listen to Bible stories and look for lessons they're teaching? Are you ready to listen to sermons at church and learn from them? Do you read God's Word for yourself? Don't get discouraged when you don't understand everything. As you read and listen to the truths of God's Word, the Holy Spirit will help you understand more and more as you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Our key verse is found in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
"Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."
And our key thought today, grow in the knowledge of God. Do you know what Easter is all about? It's not about Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies, that's for sure. This year on Keys for Kids Radio's Best News Ever, discover why we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. And there's so much to find out, too. I've got tons of fast facts to share. We'll go to Mr. Pig's Barbecue for a spring pageant, and we'll rock out with a new Easter musical every single day. Get the scoop on all of it at keysforkids.net and tap Best News Ever in the menu. That's keysforkids.net and tap Best News Ever. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.